Chapter 4. London Again. When Anthony was back in England, his sister Isabella was very happy to see him. His aunt and uncle were happy too. They decided to take Isabella and Anthony to London. "Maybe the parties there will help Anthony," they said to Isabella. "He'll forget Europe and be like he was before." They all went to London. When his friends heard that Anthony was back, he received many invitations to their houses. One evening, they went to a big party. There were many people there, good food, wine, and music. Suddenly, Anthony heard a voice behind him. He knew that voice very well. The voice said, "Anthony, remember your promise." Anthony turned quickly, but he didn't see anybody. Then he looked around the big room and felt weak. In the opposite corner, he saw a strange man looking at him. He was tall and pale, with big, cold eyes. "Is it Lord Ruthven?" Anthony thought. "Has he returned from the dead? He's changed his appearance, but I know those eyes." Anthony was horrified. Without saying a word to anybody, he ran out of the room and went home as fast as he could. "Am I going crazy?" he thought. "No, it was definitely Lord Ruthven at the party." Then, the following week, Anthony saw Lord Ruthven again after a concert. This time, Anthony was sure. Lord Ruthven was talking to Isabella, and she was smiling at him. Anthony rushed across the room and separated them. "Come here, Isabella," he said, taking his sister's arm. Everyone was surprised. "Why is Anthony acting so strangely?" they asked. "He shouted out Lord Ruthven's name, but Lord Ruthven isn't here. He's travelling in Europe." After that, Anthony didn't leave his room. He became ill and depressed. At night, in his dreams, he heard Lord Ruthven's voice saying, "Remember your promise, Anthony." His aunt and uncle were very worried. "Anthony needs a lot of rest," they said to Isabella, "and he needs time to recover." Time passed slowly. Sometimes Anthony was better. At other times, he was worse. He didn't want to leave his room, and his face was pale. It was now almost a year after his return. One day, Anthony heard preparations in the house. People were laughing and singing. Servants were running in and out of rooms. "What's happening?" he asked his aunt. He suddenly felt much better. "Isabella is getting married tomorrow," his aunt told him. "She's marrying a fascinating man called Lord Marsden. She loves him very much, and he loves her too. If you're better, Isabella will tell you all about it." "Yes, I want to hear this love story," said Anthony. "I want to meet Lord Marsden. Please call Isabella." A few minutes later, Isabella came to Anthony's room. She looked very beautiful, and she was wearing a new dress. "You were very ill," she said to her brother. "That's why you didn't know about Lord Marsden and me. But if you're feeling better, maybe you can come to my wedding tomorrow." "Yes, I want to," Anthony answered. "But tell me about your future husband. What does he look like?" Isabella was wearing a locket around her neck. She smiled and opened it.
"Look, Anthony," she said. "This is Lord Marston."
Anthony looked at the face inside the locket. It was Lord Ruthven.
"No!"
Anthony shouted in terror.
"That's Lord..."
he began to say, but then he fainted. Everyone came running.
"This was too much excitement for poor Anthony," his aunt said sadly. "He isn't well yet. He must rest. Leave him now, Isabella, and let him sleep."
Anthony woke up in the evening, feeling frightened and confused. Then he thought,
"Tomorrow night, the year and a day will be finished. I must stop the wedding for one day, and then everything will be all right. I'll tell Isabella about Lord Marston, the real Lord Ruthven. She'll believe me, and she won't marry him."
Quickly, he sat down at his desk and wrote his sister a letter. It said,
"Dearest Isabella, I really need to ask a favour from you. Please do not marry Lord Marston tomorrow. First, I must tell you something important about him. You can marry him the following day or any time after that. Please do this for me. Just wait one more day. Your loving brother, Anthony."
Anthony gave the letter to a servant.
"Please give this to my sister immediately," he said.
Then he felt better and went to sleep again. The servant took the letter to Isabella's room, but she wasn't there.
"I'll give it to her tomorrow morning," he thought.
The servant put the letter in his pocket. Anthony woke up late the next day. The house was very quiet.
"Where is everyone?" he asked the servant. "They're all at Isabella's wedding," the servant answered. "We didn't wake you because you weren't well."
"Did you give Isabella my letter?" asked Anthony.
"No, sir," said the servant. "I didn't see her before she left the house. Don't worry, I'll give it to her after the wedding."
Anthony dressed and walked quickly to the church, but he was too late. Lord Ruthven and Isabella were already married. He saw them coming out of the church. In his head, he heard the words, "Remember your promise." Then he fell to the ground. Lord Ruthven and Isabella went abroad to celebrate their marriage. However, they never returned, and nobody ever heard from Isabella or her husband again.